The AI data drought has already begun. Every day, people publish articles, videos, comments, reviews, newsletters, podcasts, social posts, and AI-generated summaries on an extraordinary scale. At first glance, this looks like an age of unlimited information. The internet has never contained more content, yet that abundance can be deceptive. We may be producing more material while creating less genuinely new human knowledge. A growing share of what appears online is repetitive, commercially motivated, optimized for algorithms, or generated by artificial intelligence from ideas that already exist. This is what I mean by the artificial intelligence data drought. It does not necessarily mean that technology companies will suddenly run out of documents, web pages, or digital media. The more urgent concern is that the supply of high quality, legally usable, sufficiently diverse, and authentically human information may not grow fast enough to support the continued development and usefulness of artificial intelligence. The real question is no longer whether humanity can produce more content. It is whether we can build better systems for capturing what people actually know. To understand the problem clearly, it helps to separate model training from information retrieval. A large language model is initially developed using training data, which may include books, websites, articles, software code, academic work, and other collections of text or media. Once trained, an artificial intelligence system may also connect to search engines, databases, websites, and other external sources to retrieve current information while answering a question. When an assistant searches the internet, cites a web page, or retrieves a discussion from an online community, that material does not automatically become part of the model's permanent training. It may simply be used temporarily to construct an answer. This distinction matters because the data drought affects more than training. It also shapes what artificial intelligence systems can retrieve, whose perspectives they can cite, which businesses they can recommend, and which human experiences remain invisible to machines. In that sense, human silence is not merely an absence of content. It is an absence of representation. Artificial intelligence systems do not learn from humanity in the abstract. They learn from the records humanity has produced and made accessible, and those records are deeply uneven. Some regions, languages, cultures, professions, institutions, and social groups generate enormous amounts of indexed digital material. Others appear only through limited research, incomplete archives, or almost no searchable information at all. Even on platforms with billions of users, participation should not be confused with contribution. Watching videos, reading articles, using a social network, or reacting to posts does not mean that someone is regularly publishing original knowledge. Large platforms may have millions or billions of active users, while relying on a much smaller group to create most of the material that becomes visible, searchable, and influential. The result is an unbalanced digital record. The people who are most visible online are not necessarily the most knowledgeable, representative, or experienced. They may simply be the most confident, the most commercially motivated, or the most skilled at responding to platform incentives. When artificial intelligence depends on this record, it can mistake visibility for prevalence. Frequently published opinions may appear to represent a consensus. Digitally active regions may seem more culturally significant than poorly documented ones. Popular companies may appear more trustworthy simply because more information exists about them. In effect, artificial intelligence keeps encountering the same visible section of humanity. Meanwhile, much of the world's most valuable knowledge remains undocumented. Official manuals and institutional datasets are useful, but they often miss the lived reality on the ground. A mechanic may understand the subtle signs of a vehicle fault that a diagnostic guide cannot capture. A farmer may recognize microenvironmental patterns that are absent from climate models. A patient may understand the daily friction of an illness in ways that medical literature does not record. A business owner may notice a market shift long before it appears in an industry report. Genuine expertise often lives outside the official record. Most people, however, do not wake up believing that their experience qualifies as publishable knowledge. They may lack time, confidence, writing ability, an audience, or a clear reason to document what they know. Some assume their observations are too ordinary to matter. Others feel they are not educated, accomplished, or visible enough to join a public conversation. Existing platforms add another layer of pressure by confronting potential contributors with follower counts, engagement ratios, view totals, public comparison, and the possibility of speaking into apparent silence. As a result, many people remain permanent consumers of a digital world built from other people's representations. The difference between those who regularly publish and those who remain silent is often described as a participation gap. In the age of generative artificial intelligence, that gap becomes something larger, a knowledge gap. When only a small group consistently documents its experiences, that group becomes highly influential in the searchable, machine-readable record. Its language is more likely to be indexed, its products reviewed, its arguments quoted, its businesses discovered, and its interpretations included in AI-generated answers. This does not mean that visible contributors are always wrong. It means that they occupy more space in the information environment than their numbers or experience may justify. The consequences extend directly into generative engine optimization. An artificial intelligence system cannot reliably evaluate a business when little verifiable evidence exists about it. A professional cannot be recognized for expertise they have never publicly demonstrated. A community cannot expect its perspective to appear in generated answers when that perspective is absent from accessible digital sources. Relevance in the artificial intelligence era is not built through keywords alone. It depends on a body of clear, consistent, attributable, and well-supported evidence. At the same time, the participation gap is becoming more serious because people increasingly use artificial intelligence to produce the material they publish. Artificial intelligence assistance is not inherently destructive. It can help people organize their thoughts, improve accessibility, translate ideas, analyze information, overcome language barriers, and communicate more clearly. The problem begins when it stops helping people express original knowledge and starts replacing the knowledge-producing process itself. Imagine that someone asks an artificial intelligence system to produce an opinion they have not actually formed. The generated text is published online. Another system summarizes it, and a third article repeats the summary. Search engines index the variations, and future artificial intelligence systems encounter them as if they were independent contributions, even though they may all come from the same synthetic pattern. Responsible developers can filter, label, or intentionally manage AI-generated material, and not every published item will become training data. Even so, the wider information environment can still become polluted by repetition. The same claims may appear across hundreds of pages. The same structures may dominate articles from unrelated publishers. The same conclusions may be presented in different words, creating the illusion of independent agreement. This may not cause an immediate technical collapse, but it gradually weakens the distinction between original evidence and automated repetition. The danger becomes greater when a repeated claim loses contact with its source. It can begin to look credible simply because it appears everywhere, even when no one can explain where it began or whether it was ever verified. AI-generated material cannot permanently substitute for continued contact with reality. Models need access to new observations, discoveries, disagreements, cultures, language patterns, and lived experiences that did not originate inside another model. Humanity must remain in the process, not merely as an editor of machine output, but as the source of genuinely new information. It may seem that social media already provides the infrastructure needed to capture human experience, and to some extent it does. Social networks have enabled billions of people to publish without owning a printing press, a broadcasting license, or a media organization. They have documented political movements, cultural changes, personal experiences, local events, and forms of knowledge that traditional institutions might otherwise have overlooked. The difficulty is that most major social platforms were not designed to create a balanced archive of human knowledge. They were designed to capture and retain attention. Their systems tend to reward material that produces quick engagement through surprise, outrage, aspiration, conflict, humor, emotional intensity, or strong identification. Thoughtful but initially unremarkable content may struggle to travel. Knowledge that matters locally but attracts little global interest may remain buried. A careful explanation from an experienced professional may receive less visibility than a simple claim delivered with confidence, while a complicated truth may perform poorly beside an emotionally satisfying falsehood. Platform design influences not only what people see, but also what they decide is worth saying. Public metrics intensify that effect. Likes, views, shares, comments, and follower counts can provide useful feedback, but they can also turn expression into visible competition. An established creator may interpret low engagement as a business signal. A new contributor may experience it as a public judgment on whether their thoughts deserve to exist. Someone can publish an observation they consider meaningful, receive almost no visible response, and conclude that it had no value. In reality, the person may simply have had a small audience, published at the wrong time, used an unfamiliar format, addressed a specialized subject, or been overlooked by the platform's distribution system. The contributor rarely sees those distinctions. They see a number, and that number can feel like an emotional verdict. This pressure encourages people to optimize themselves before they have discovered what they truly want to say. They imitate popular formats, repeat accepted arguments, perform artificial confidence, and suppress ideas that seem unlikely to succeed. Traditional social media repeatedly asks what will attract attention. A healthier information ecosystem must also ask what deserves to be documented. The crisis, then, is not a simple lack of content. Humanity has not stopped publishing. The problem is that much of what we publish is shaped by systems that reward repetition, performance, speed, and emotional reaction, while enormous amounts of original human knowledge remain unrecorded. This creates a strange digital economy in which people with valuable experience regularly remain silent, while systems capable of producing unlimited synthetic material become increasingly active. The internet continues to expand, but its connection to reality may not expand at the same rate. The artificial intelligence data drought is therefore more than a technical problem for model developers. It is a communication problem, a participation problem, a platform design problem, and a cultural problem. Many people have been trained to believe that their value online depends on attracting an audience rather than contributing something useful. Addressing the crisis will require more than improved data collection. Communication platforms must reconsider who they encourage to speak, what they preserve, and what artificial intelligence systems will eventually learn about the world. The answer does not necessarily require another social network. It requires existing communication platforms and the developers building the next generation of them to reconsider what their products are meant to capture. Most platforms are exceptionally good at measuring attention, reactions, and behavior. They know what people watch, like share, buy, and scroll past. They are far less effective at helping people document what they know, observe, experience, and believe. This creates an opportunity to develop what might be called human media. Human media is not a single product or a new platform waiting to launch. It is a design philosophy that social networks, community platforms, publishing tools, and artificial intelligence developers can adopt. Its central principle is simple. Digital platforms should help people contribute original human knowledge, not merely compete for attention. That means creating environments where people can explain their experiences, document local realities, share professional knowledge, and offer thoughtful perspectives without being immediately judged by views, likes, or follower counts. The goal is not to turn every user into an influencer. It is to make meaningful contribution easier for people who have something valuable to share, but do not think of themselves as creators. Platforms could begin by designing publishing experiences that reward usefulness, clarity, originality, and context alongside engagement. Someone sharing an important observation should not have to transform it into entertainment before a platform considers it valuable. Contribution formats could invite users to document something they learned through their work or a change they noticed in their community. They could also capture a mistake that changed someone's understanding, a recurring customer behavior, a poorly represented cultural practice, or an experience that challenges a widely repeated assumption. These contributions could be organized around questions, industries, locations, experiences, and areas of expertise rather than distributed only through follower networks. The platform would become more than a stream of content. It would become infrastructure for capturing human knowledge. Platforms should also reduce the pressure of immediate public performance. Hiding public engagement figures during a contributor's early publishing period could prevent neutral distribution from feeling like public rejection. Private analytics could still show whether the work was seen, but early participation would not be dominated by comparison. Instead of reporting only likes and views, a platform could tell someone that a reader found an explanation useful or reported a similar experience. It could also highlight supporting evidence, a contrasting regional perspective, or the fact that a contribution answered a question that previously lacked a useful response. This would shift the emotional reward from popularity to contribution. Artificial intelligence can make this process more accessible, but it should not be positioned primarily as a machine that writes posts on a user's behalf. It should act as a facilitator that helps people uncover, organize, and communicate their own ideas. A user could begin with a conversation instead of a blank page. The system might ask what happened, how the person first noticed it, what they believed beforehand, what changed their mind, what an outsider might misunderstand, whether the observation is specific to a place or profession, and which example best supports the conclusion. The system could then organize those answers into a draft for the user to review, correct, and expand. The user would decide whether the material should remain private, be shared with a community, or become publicly searchable. In this model, artificial intelligence does not pretend to possess the experience. It helps the person who had the experience communicate it more effectively. The origin of that information must remain visible. Readers and artificial intelligence systems should be able to distinguish among content written directly by a person, human writing refined with artificial intelligence, a human interview organized by artificial intelligence, verified factual documentation, personal testimony, and predominantly synthetic material. The purpose is not to stigmatize the use of artificial intelligence. It is to preserve the source. If an artificial intelligence system structures a mechanic's account of a recurring engine problem, the mechanic remains the source. If it organizes a founder's explanation of a failed business strategy, the founder remains the source. If it helps a resident document change in a community, the lived experience still belongs to that resident. Technology should make human knowledge clearer without absorbing ownership of it. People must also retain meaningful control over how their knowledge is used. Publishing something publicly should not automatically grant unrestricted permission for commercial artificial intelligence training. Platforms should provide clear choices about whether a contribution may be publicly displayed, indexed by search engines, retrieved by artificial intelligence assistants, quoted with attribution, licensed for model training, included in commercial datasets, or kept in a private archive. Contributors should be able to edit, withdraw, or restrict future use of their work. Where specialized knowledge creates commercial value, developers should explore fair systems for attribution, licensing, and compensation. An attempt to solve an artificial intelligence data crisis must not become an excuse to collect more human knowledge without consent. Context is just as important as content. Lived experience is valuable, but one person's experience should not automatically be treated as universal truth. A contribution could indicate whether it represents an individual experience, a professional opinion, a repeated observation, a documented case, a community perspective, a verified factual claim, or an unresolved hypothesis. Other users could add corroborating experiences, contradictory evidence, or regional context without turning every disagreement into a popularity contest. This would create richer knowledge systems while reducing the risk of presenting one person's account as a complete explanation of reality. Platforms should also build archives that artificial intelligence can understand responsibly. Human contributions could be organized with clear authorship, dates, subject categories, relevant locations, supporting evidence, and permission settings. That would make them easier to discover and evaluate without stripping away their context. Artificial intelligence systems would gain access to a wider range of attributable human observations, instead of repeatedly encountering generic summaries of the same popular opinions. Contributors, in turn, could see publishing not simply as an attempt to attract attention, but as a way to add something meaningful to the digital record. The companies best positioned to build human media systems already have the users, infrastructure, and communication tools required. What they need is a change in product priorities. They should ask how to help quiet users become thoughtful contributors and how to reward usefulness without creating another vanity metric. They should use artificial intelligence to help people express their own knowledge while preserving authorship and consent. They should also make local and specialized knowledge discoverable and build a healthier information supply for people and machines alike. The data drought will not be solved by filling the internet with more automatically generated material. It will be addressed by helping more people document experiences and knowledge that have never been recorded digitally. Social media companies and communication platform developers do not need to abandon entertainment, community, or social interaction. They need to expand their definition of participation. The next generation of communication platforms should not only ask users to watch, react, and share. It should help them observe, explain, preserve, and contribute. That is the promise of human media. It is not a platform waiting to arrive, but a set of principles that existing and emerging platforms can begin applying now. The next breakthrough in artificial intelligence may not come only from larger models, greater computing power, or more efficient training. It may also come from helping more human beings contribute what they know. Today, too many people exist online mainly as viewers, customers, behavioral signals, and statistics inside someone else's dataset. Their experiences influence the world, but their interpretations of those experiences are rarely recorded. Communication platforms can change that. They can create environments that do not begin by asking people to perform for an audience. They can help users recognize that ordinary experience may contain knowledge worth preserving. They can use artificial intelligence to ask better questions, organize answers, protect context, and support expression without replacing the person behind the contribution. The human speaks. Artificial intelligence asks, organizes, and clarifies. The human reviews. The platform protects context, consent, attribution, and ownership. The wider world gains something genuinely new. If communication platforms accept this responsibility, the artificial intelligence data drought can become more than a warning. It can become an invitation to redesign the internet around contribution, dignity, and human knowledge.